This AARP event is currently in progress. Please note that this call may be monitored, recorded, or rebroadcast. If you would like to listen in Spanish, press star zero when you are connected to the live event.
Caregivers really face stress, costs, and too little support, and why it matters to you. From tax credits to workplace protections, find out how AARP is fighting for solutions that support families. To ask your question today, please press star 3 on your telephone keypad, or you can drop it in the comments section on Facebook or YouTube. Now, I'd like to welcome our guests today. Amy Goyer is AARP's National Family and Caregiving Expert. She brings more than 35 years of experience supporting older adults, families, and people with disabilities, and has been a family caregiver herself for much of her life. She's been a trusted voice for family caregivers for many years, and we're grateful to have her with us to help guide today's conversation. Welcome, Amy. We'll also be hearing later in the program from Nicole Juritz, Director of Family and Caregiving, and Kaylin Bhatia, Director of Campaign Operations. They'll be joining us shortly to discuss new research findings and AARP's advocacy efforts supporting caregivers across the country. So, Amy, let's start with the basics. Many people don't always recognize themselves as caregivers, even when they're doing the work every day. What does it mean to be a caregiver, and how can someone know if they're stepping into that role?
Hi, June. It's good to be here today, and you're absolutely right. Most of us just don't think of ourselves as caregivers. We're just daughters and sons and spouses and partners, siblings, grandchildren, you know, we're helping out a neighbor. But it's really important that we do identify ourselves as caregivers, mostly because there are supports available for us, and we don't know to look for them or ask for them if we don't identify as a caregiver. So, you know I didn't identify as a caregiver when I was helping my grandparents, but looking back, I absolutely was. You know, we often care for multiple people, and we have a wide variety of caregiving roles kind of across a wide spectrum. So we may be checking on a loved one, or we may be providing full hands-on personal care. Wherever you are on that spectrum, you're a caregiver.
So, Amy, you referenced this. Caregiving really can take so many forms. It can be daily tasks, like, you know, helping somebody with their bills to really managing some pretty complex care needs. Can you talk a bit about what kinds of tasks caregivers typically are providing to assist their loved ones?
Right.